Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. We're a little late. We only have 21 minutes left of the show. Wow, couldn't get in for my life. I was trying on two phones, and finally the second phone took it. I must have done it like 10 times. I was doing two lines simultaneously, but boy, you just can't give up with Blog Talk. For some reason, there might be issues, and then before you know it, you're still on, so you just have to keep trying. It's so crazy, but thank you for waiting it out. Thank you for being patient. Today is Questions Friday, and I couldn't wait to talk about this topic. I couldn't wait, excuse me, for us to get to today, because for those of you who don't live in America, I'm going to fill you in on what's going on. And for those of you that do, it's like every day we're hearing about this. And it is about people in power, or perceived power, I guess, because they no longer have that power, taking advantage of other people, men in particular, taking advantage of women. So the question that I had and that we get is, how come all of these people are getting caught now? Well, what are these people getting caught, for those of you who don't live in America, is a lot of people in places of power in companies, most of them right now in the entertainment field, where there is a lot of hierarchy, a lot of I can make or break your life, a lot of people that have clout, and they take advantage of that clout with usually young, pretty girls. And this has been going on, I guess, forever. But for some reason, at this time in our history, it's a problem. And every time it comes up, it's like we have zero tolerance. There's two things that are going on. One of them is that this has been a part of everyone's world in these worlds. And some, even men to men, you know, adults to children, women to men. So there's this underlining undercurrent that goes on that nobody really talks about because it's too big and nobody knows how to stop it, or let's say knew how to stop it. But I wanted to go back to last year when we were talking about, you know, every year there's a theme of the year where Christ will say, well, this year, you know, we're going to be paying attention to change, to transition, to whatever. And last year it was This year, 2017, was the year of completion, where cycles of certain behaviors, certain lifestyles were being completed. They were coming full circle, which means that we're evolving out of them. They'll come, they'll go, and then we're like, oh, we're not doing that anymore. So what's happened is, this is what's been happening this year when we talked about, okay, why is President Trump there? Why is this going on? Why is that going on? And I said at the time, there's nothing that doesn't happen or that happens without a reason, a big reason behind it. So when we have all this going on, every day we're hearing something. For a while, it was things, you know, people being shot. And in groups, somebody in a hotel room shooting at a crowd, or somebody in a school, or somebody in. And now we've learned to combat how, what to deal with in these situations. And, you know, we just never know what will come. But in our minds, it's a part of our psyche now to pay attention to the fact that we have a lot of mental illness, a lot of anger boiling up in our world, a lot of lack of solution, where we need to find a way to make our world more humane. And as a result, there's a lot of people now that are doing that. It might not look like it yet, but we're on it. People are on it. And people are also making better decisions where to go, why to go, who to go with. They want to know, you know, what's going on in the environment around them. So we're becoming a lot more aware of our world and the people in it. But why are these people getting caught? And when I read that question, I said, well, it's not that they're getting caught. It's that they're just being exposed. It's been going on. They've been caught by the people they've done it to and the people that they told. But the fact that people felt powerless to another human being, they didn't even feel that powerless to God. They figured God could help them, but the human beings, this is where the exposure is. Coming year is the year of exposure. We haven't even gotten there yet. This is just the completion of cycles. Even though it looks like everybody's getting exposed, it's just completing this cycle. They're falling, like I wrote yesterday, like dominoes. Taking advantage of other people has gone on from the beginning of time in one way or another. But when the psyche is so broken that it doesn't, sex used to be associated with love and people used to feel a whole different thing towards sex. Now it's just like a momentary thing. And people are, you know, done with it. They don't care who it's with. They just need what they need from it. But the narcissism that exists where they believe the world is there to serve them, that narcissistic personality, the blindness to other people, with people who portray being somebody who's a feeling person to everybody around them, but yet they have this unfeeling part. That dichotomy is the cycle that's completing. So that we can recognize that, let's say somebody's in a situation like that now, how many times do you think anybody in a position of power is going to take themselves up on their thoughts of maybe taking advantage of somebody? Nobody wants to be the next person they're talking about. And the ones who've already done it are shaking in their boots that somebody's going to say something because the power shifted. The exposure is yet to come. And Christ is so adamant. Yesterday when I was writing, it's on my Facebook pages, about, you know, another one bites the dust. I wrote that. I don't like usually to comment on current political events, but I just wrote the title. And all of a sudden, in the time it took me just to type it out, it came out like that. And when I reread it, again, I'm learning from it. And this beauty of this combination of Christ and this combination of this information that we have in our world, I can feel now that power of what I was doing with all this information all of this time, because I'm ready for the exposure. My job wasn't just, and I just took this off of my pages. I'm no longer going to do the one-on-ones. I already knew I didn't want to do that. I knew I needed to speak in bigger forums, and it somehow was, you know, you can only max out talking one-on-one, and every time I talk one-on-one to somebody, I would want to speak to like 1,000 people and tell them that. And this forum, this combination addressing the issues that are living in our world are what I'm ready for now. This year of exposure is what I have been schooled for the last 15 years of my life. And I know it as clear as day, because even my cycle with this information has concluded itself. So what I want to ask you guys, everybody who's listening today, pay attention to what has transpired in your life in this past year. And take a look at things that have concluded themselves, things you no longer want, need, that you probably did most of your life, things you cared about, things that you've outgrown. Because through evolution and us evolving in this time, we are able to see ourselves in a different light. We're more objective. First of all, we take less excuses from ourselves. And in Origins of Truth, Christ said things will no longer be gray. They will become black and white. They will go from gray and become black and white. There will be no in-between anymore. And right now, we are all experiencing the fact that there is no in-between. There's no in-between. You either did or you didn't. An ace is an ace. A two is a two. An ace is not a two. For a long time, we were able to convince each other of things that we all knew weren't true, but it was easier to go along. It was easier to just put up and shut up. It was easier to try to say, yeah, that's possible, even though it wasn't. And none of us rested well. A lot of us have anxiety disorders. A lot of us have, you know, emotional disorders because we have been starving for truth. And another thing Christ said in Origins of Truth is by the time people understand this book, they will be starving for truth. And we are now. And that's why we're so happy with these cycles of completion, because these cycles of completion are giving us a brand new belief in life. They're giving us a new fresh outlook, like, wow, I do have a voice. Wow, these people that are faceless, they're not the ones getting the press on television or in the newspapers or being written up on. They are protected. It's the ones that are being exposed now, no matter who they are, no matter how long they've been in television or heads of their companies. It no longer matters. We're seeing that there is no one that's indispensable. That it's our honor, that it's our trust, that it's our love of other people, our caring for other people that matters. You know what I feel like? I feel like I finally put my foot in the right shoe. Everyone's talking about self-love now. Everybody's talking about get what you need in your life now. Most of my friends are in their own businesses now. Because we are now finally evolving into what's internally right, what's internally best, as opposed to what we're being told is best. We are now questioning the things that felt bigger than us. And it's not just like a political thing, because that's going to work itself out. That has been the gift of all of these changes. Because when one thing changes that big in all of our lives, and that's why I said when we first had the election, and I'm not a political person, so I'm not for or against anybody, my ideas about why these things happen are really more important to me, because I'm always like, wow, that's interesting, God. Why that? Because there are no mistakes. But I said, give it some time. We're a year in. And our entire world of how things work is different now. And I see Francis writes, hypocrisy is being exposed. It's being exposed on every single level. But what is happening to us when someone said, you know, they're all being caught? And then Christ said they're not being caught. We're entering these cycles of completion. It's because that era of us accepting, not being lied to, because people are going to lie to each other forever. It's part of our growth. But for us accepting the lies is what has completed in its cycle. We are questioning everything. And we're no longer trying to prove that someone lied. We've just said, you could take your stuff back and deal with yourself however you deal with yourself. But I'm going to do better for myself. So what we've done is we've separated ourselves, found better ways to eat. We found better ways to do things. We found that if we take care of our health, we get our health back. We found that we don't all have to have diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and a whole slew of things where they're saying now the average American is on 8 different medications. 8 different medications. Could you imagine your body's directional compass every time, you know, you're telling your cholesterol what to do, but that's interfering with what your blood pressure is doing, and that's interfering with what your sugar's doing, and there you go. And all you have to do is eat good food. Real food, actually. Because your body just doesn't know how to run on something that isn't real. You can't make a car run on cotton balls. You have to put gas in the car, at least so far, and electricity, if depending. But we are rejecting what hasn't worked. We are rejecting what's taken us down the path that just put us back to the fork in the road and said, let's go ahead and do things cleanly. Let's do them right. All of these women, it's one thing to hear about them, and maybe one day we'll start to see them talking. But it's one thing to hear it and another thing to be a victim of it. It's another thing, like I thought to myself, you know, what if my daughter worked for a producer like that? My daughter's in the entertainment industry, and she was subjected to a man locking a door on her and not letting her out of the room until she did what he wanted, whatever that was. To top it off, he's a married man. To top it off, he has this image. To top it off, all these other things. She's just a number to him. But the effect on her life and on the life she affects, whether she has a husband, a boyfriend, or children herself, all of these injustices, breaking of honesty, breakings of truth. Remember, remember, remember what Christ said, truth, love, and purity. When one of them is pierced, we will spend our lifetime trying to fill that hole. And what happened to us as a group of people is that we all were attacked like that girl in that room. That's why we're all so happy with these cycles of completion. We all were helpless to the information and to the access to the stuff that we were provided to make decisions with. And in some ways, we really felt like we didn't have decisions. Oh, that's how the system is. Oh, that's how this is. And, you know, some people started discovering things and they say, oh, they're a conspiracy theory person, or oh, they're a bad person. They're questioning things. If you talked about feelings, you were looked at as being weak or spiritual or somebody, and all of that is gone. Gone. Now, when you start to talk about self-love, or you start to talk about caring about other people, that's what we're listening to now. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're trying to find. And when we look, we find it. I feel like one of those people, you know, I remember when I was younger, I remember hearing, before I even moved to California, on Oprah, Marianne Williamson, at the time, she's 65 years old now, but at the time, she was talking about people loving each other, just talking and loving each other. And I remember going, hey, that's how I think. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this lady's saying this. And I was so excited, and I didn't even know what to do with her or that information. It made me so happy to hear it. Well, when I heard it, I realized that it's out in the world, but she'd been doing it her whole life and talking about it her whole life. it just was time for that to start being fed into our souls. So what happened as a result of that was it made me feel validated in the things I felt, even though I had nowhere to feel them yet. The fact that she said it made me feel like it had a place in our world. But let's take it a step further. Now everybody's talking about it. By the time I came to California and people were more aware than Chicago at the time, that talking about it is how I feel now that I have been preparing for 15 years. And now it's ready. It's ripened. Because we need each other now like we have never needed each other before. We want to hear each other. We want to know what's going on with each other. This is a great time. As crazy as things look, it is a great time. You guys, I have 10 seconds left, so I have to go already. But I will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a great December 1st. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.